Hello and welcome to this introductory episode of the PE Risks podcast series. I'm Spencer Balin, London Head of Private Equity, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Anne-Laure Konopelski, Group Risk Director at EQT Partners, and my fellow partner in the London PE team, Shimin Lee. This episode launches our new PE Risk podcast series, where Clifford Chance experts from a range of practice areas and jurisdictions give their thoughts on key hot topics in a variety of legal risk areas, such as AI, data, and cyber, together with many more. It's great to have you join us on this podcast. I know that managing risk is very much your forte, but please tell us a bit about yourself and what your day-to-day looks like.
So I'm Anne-Laure Konopelski. I've been working in the financial industry in London for about 17 years, and 9 of those in EQT, which is a private equity firm. And so I've worked in different types of companies. I've worked for an investment consultancy. I've worked for a fund of fund and now for a private equity firm. And so I've been involved in different types of areas, but there has always been a risk angle. So when I joined EQT, I was the risk manager under AIFMD for the UK and Luxembourg funds. And I was responsible for putting in place the risk framework. And back then, AIFMD was fairly new. It was in 2015. And then just before the firm went public in 2019, my role changed a little bit and I became responsible for risk management at the level of the firm. So I was responsible for the risks of EQT AB, the listed company on the NASDAQ. So you asked me a question about my day-to-day, and I would say, I mean, risk management is a very broad topic. And my day-to-day consists really in talking to different stakeholders on a variety of topics. And it's quite far away, actually, from the perception that people have that risk management is a very analytical area where you stand in front of spreadsheets. In reality, it is a little bit analytical, but I spend a lot of my time talking to people, engaging with them, because I think risk management is all about creating awareness, asking the right questions, and also discussing how you mitigate risks.
So Anne-Laure, you mentioned active risk management. Why do you think that's increasingly an area of focus for private equity houses? And importantly, why is it helpful to have a holistic macro view of risks?
Yeah, so I think risk management has always been a focus in private equity. It's just the way it has been done and the governance around it that has changed over time. So in the past, it was very much the investment teams that were responsible for managing the risks within the portfolios. But since AIFMD, now you tend to have a specific risk function in private equity that is responsible for monitoring the risks. And this function is independent from the investment team. So that's the difference. What has driven this is mainly regulations, but also investors. They've been asking for it. And also for listed firms, shareholders and the board. So now the question of why it's helpful is a slightly different question, right? Why do you need risk management and what does it actually bring to the firm? And you mentioned that it provides a holistic view. And I think that's very crucial here. The first one is really like the angle. You know, it's very helpful to have a risk manager to look at the bigger picture. By doing that, you can really identify trends. So you look at your portfolio, you look at trends, you really see the aggregate exposures. And also that helps you to prioritize. By having the big picture and looking at the impact, you can really look at the areas that you need to focus on. And in the way we manage risks as well, having a risk function allows you to provide consistency across the different teams in the way that you manage those risks. So I would say these things are extremely important for a large private equity firm, but I think it's also very important for the private equity industry. I mean, it's an industry that has grown tremendously in the past few years. It's a bigger part of investors' portfolio. It plays a bigger role in the economy. And we also have increased complexity in the way that we do things. And having risk management in the firm really gives you a license to operate.
That's great. Thanks, Anne-Laure. And I guess as part of that, what are the tools that enable you to manage risks effectively on a practical basis?
I would say on a practical basis, You need in risk management, you need a lot of data. You need to have the right information flow to be able to understand your exposures. So it's very important to have, so not only data with, but structured data and automation, because you need to have a holistic view, but you need to be able to make sense of all that information coming your way and being able to understand the impact. It has been quite a journey for us. I mean, in EQT, we have embarked on a long digitalization journey, but we're in a place right now where we have the right setup, and we've been focusing on scaling that over the last couple of years. Good business partners to get the right insights. And you specifically need that when it comes to external data. So there are a lot of things happening in the world. So you have the, you have inflation, you have interest rates, you can have volatility in FX rates. And all these macroeconomic indicators are very helpful, and they actually have an impact on our portfolio. You also have geopolitical risks across the world, and you need to be able to understand, where this is going and how it will impact your portfolios. And finally, I would say you really need tone at the top and leadership within a firm to be able to execute. Not everyone necessarily has that. We're very lucky to have the right leadership in EQT, but the way it can be structured, you can have risk committees, you can have risk functions within business units, and you really need to have access to the board as well to have the right oversight and tone at the top.
That's really helpful. And Laura, how do you think the risk profile of EQT as a private equity house differs from that of your portfolio companies? Because obviously you're a big organization, not just in and of yourself, but you've got loads of different portfolio companies that you control as well. And in a way, do you think there are ways in which the learnings from one can be carried across to the other? Are there any synergies there?
Yes, I think, I mean, in risk management, the risk profile depends on different things. You have a sector. So obviously EQT is in the financial industry. So you have a lot of inherent risks that come with that. You also have the firm's strategic objectives and risk appetite. What do we actually aim to do? And you also have the business model. So what drives the company's revenues? What exposures does it have? What matters to its stakeholders? You have the size and footprint that dictates the risk profile as well. So where are you located? Where do you have regulatory licenses, for example? And finally, the culture and the quality of the control environment also is also important to understand the residual risks that the firm faces. So once you understand that, as a firm, whether it's a private equity firm or any firm like our portfolio companies, you really have to assess, okay, based on how I make money as a firm, what could go wrong commercially, operationally, and reputationally? And once you understand that, I think there's many more commonalities than differences between firms because it's all about the approach. So your question on how can we create synergies, I would say it's about sharing best practice. And in my experience, best practice is about, okay, how do you get information on your firm's exposures? How do you identify your blind spots? And I think that's crucial because actually, in my experience, when you look at a firm and if you want to look at your biggest risks, they're either the risks that you can't see or the risks that are not owned. And that goes for any firm, including portfolio companies. So your role as a risk manager is to understand that, to provide transparency to senior management and the board, to reduce those blind spots, and also to provide the right risk governance to make sure that the risks that we have are owned and also that there are people and skills in place to mitigate them.
That's great. Thank you. As a final question, are there any sort of simple or not so simple practical tips that you could share with those listening in terms of how to manage risk?
I would say be commercial and constructive. When you're a risk manager, you're really a second line of defense. So that means that you're relying on the first line to manage those risks. So if you are bringing up issues without solutions, you won't go anywhere with that. So it's very, very crucial to be seen as a business partner. And what we say internally is that we don't want to be seen as a deal killer. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't bring up issues, right? I mean, you always have, as a risk manager, there will be a moment where you'll have to share difficult findings. But when you do that, I think what's very important is how you present it and also how to position yourself. If you present yourself as the police, that's not going to work. You have to think about, okay, how is my stakeholder going to react? Because ultimately, what you want is engagement. That's the only way you're going to be able to push for improvements in the organization. And I think that I would say that's probably the most challenging part of risk management. Risk management is not just about identifying risks, it's very much about closing the loop. So making sure risks are managed in a pragmatic way.
Thanks so much, and thank you, Anne-Laure, for joining us today. Your insights have been hugely valuable. And this series is a forum for us to discuss trends, but more importantly, to prompt conversations and to share ideas between clients. So to our listeners, please visit the Clifford Chance PE Risk website for more information and for all the podcasts in this series. Many thanks.